What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Business. Okay, so we're live. We're at Car Conference 2023, and we've got Ty live down at the Consignor Awards. And we're just going to go ahead and, first of all, just feel welcome. Please do feel welcome. It's ATI Auto Business. It's Tuesday nights live. Whether you're a carrier, broker, dispatcher, dealer, you work in an auction, you work in tech, you work at the port, or whatever it is, right? If it's automotive, you're in transportation. We say that. We go live all the time, and we're in Las Vegas. We're live at Caesar's Palace. And let's just see what Ty's doing. Let's go to Ty. Can you see me and hear me okay, buddy?
Yeah, we're good.
All right,
I'm
mic
hanging
check
out.
one,
The
two. Oh yeah, take it
well,
away.
yeah,
Yeah.
I'm down here. They're getting ready to have the awards ceremony, so we're standing around just talking to people, getting ready for the big event because everybody's really excited. Do you see Charlie Vogelheim over there yelling?
Okay,
He's
so
yelling.
right. Oh, he's yelling. Here, let me hit a button here. Okay, jump into the live chat if you want to ask a question. Say hello. Carlos is here. I brought my bell. I've got my bell here in Vegas. I have my buzzer here in Vegas. And so we're kind of set up. We're kind of ready to go. Oh, that is Charlie. So what is happening in your room, Ty? What are we looking at?
Okay, this is can you see the wall over
Yeah,
here?
what's yeah. So it's
What does it
Copart.
say on the wall?
Copart.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Copart sponsoring the award ceremony. And I'm going to go with the award ceremony is for the consignor. So we talk a lot about what is a consignor. Remember that?
Yes.
Seems to be an ongoing conversation. We had a great conversation. I mean, I remember James Raymond with ACV on the Remarketing Maverick show that we did a couple weeks ago,
Yes.
talking about the consignor. And, I loved his definition because it kind of revolved around relationships. So understanding who the consignor is and what the consignor's needs are and how to meet those needs. So I'm going to go with there are going to be consignors up here. So could that be a bank? Could that be a financial institution? Could it be a remarketing company? Right? You follow me?
Yeah, and in fact,
Okay.
I just went to the Y. So, and again, the consignor is important because those are the folks that have so many vehicles that need to be bought and sold and transported. That's why we shine a light on the consignor. And this is an award ceremony for, I wonder what the criteria is to be a consignor to win an award. Do you know?
No, I don't.
I
Not
don't
at
either.
all. I mean,
We need to find
I'm gonna
out.
probably
Yeah.
try to stand here and figure it out. But here's what I will tell you. I want to give you a quick update. So today the event was the first official, kickoff today. And I believe it was around 1 o'clock, 12:31, we go into our first committee meeting. The first committee meeting was some changes to the act, you were there, the what's
Yeah.
the program that the car certification program. They're announcing changes made to number 20, which is the new one, which is transportation, which our friend Dave Sutton with Motley has his hand in. Pinawanna, Michelle Pirog, there's Andre
Andrea Amico,
Amico,
yeah.
he's there. So these three are kind of in charge of this particular meeting in a big room, not as big as this one. Absolutely packed out, right?
Oh,
So the
yeah.
next part of this story was, hey, there's Andre right there. No joke. Andre, I got to tell you
Yeah,
something.
grab them. That's your dumpster fire tomorrow. It's auto
This
transport.
is
Do this by
Andre.
car.
Andre,
And then,
where are you, Jay?
yeah, I wanted to show. Hey, go
There's
ahead.
Jay.
Take it
Hey,
away.
Jay,
Yeah.
can you
Hey, how you
see
doing?
Andre? I got
Yeah.
Andre. So you
What are you
did a
doing?
committee meeting. You kicked it off. Your committee meeting.
It's the Education and Compliance Committee. I have the
Education
good luck of
compliance.
chairing it. So, yes.
You did a great job.
Well, thank
Yeah,
you.
I thought you did. And you're talking about the act. Tell us about the act. You talked about the act.
Yes. So IRA has launched a new training program
Yep.
last year, and it's about compliance, automotive compliance training. That's really what ACT stands for. And
Automotive compliance training. Automotive compliance training.
yes, and it comes in two flavors. There's a version for managers, and there's a version for employees. It's really cheap. I think it's $45
for the employee.
Yes, to take the act.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, and in fact, companies are starting now to do it as part of onboarding, as part of their annual training, and you know, now it's going to be a requirement in a lot of not only auctions, fleets, transportation companies. I mean,
transportation companies are doing it.
Yeah.
We can do it ourselves. We can put it out to our friends.
Just go and sign up. You know, if you're a member of IRA.
Oh, we got to be a member first.
I believe so. Yeah. I'll double check. But
membership. Why not? It's worth it.
Yeah.
And you got the act. There's also the.
And then there's the car
certification. Yeah,
car certification is a much bigger thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So car certification is 20 modules. You need to study for it a lot. I mean, it's a task,
okay,
right?
Okay, real quick question.
But ACT is 5 modules, and I've taken all 5 in less than an hour.
You're a genius, though. Come on, really?
It's relatively short. It's simple, right?
Yeah.
And it's really not meant to turn you into an attorney. It's meant to give you the basics of compliance so you know what the risks are and you know when to ask the right questions and to who. That's it, right? It's raising awareness.
I want to have you back on sometime soon and talk about this. You're the first guy that said who's not in transport, this is great for transport.
I think it's great for transport.
Jay, and I'll get back to you. Make a note, please, Jay. I want Andre to come back on and tell us more about ACT and CAR.
Yeah.
Now, one quick question.
Yeah.
If I go take the CAR certification, will that count with the ACT or is it in addition to?
It's different.
Right? Okay.
CAR is really about teaching you to be a remarketer.
Okay.
Right. So it goes. Covers anything from marketing, how to do an arbitration, you know, repossessions. Yeah. I mean, it's the whole, you know, remarketing thing. Okay. ACT is really about compliance. And now, you know, what your members may not know is that starting June 9th, there's a law that passes from the FTC, it's called the Safeguards Rule. It says that every supplier to regulated entities, which are banks, dealerships. So if you, as a transport, you transport cars for dealerships and transport cars for banks,
okay.
Then you need to comply with this law. And one of the requirements is you need to have one individual in the company who is responsible for compliance.
Okay.
There is no better way to start than making them take this course. Very simple. It's a great way to get the basics like that.
Okay, Jay, I'm going to have you go ahead and he's got that in the live chat for you, the ACT. So
I already
we're
did
gonna
it.
Have you back
got
on
it. Yes.
And we want to talk more about, I want to do a comparison with Auction Academy and CAR certification.
Yes.
Is that, there are two
again,
different
the
things.
They're big. Right? And in fact, many Auction Academy members take CAR.
Okay.
But it's, again, it's not the same, right?
Okay.
Auction Academy is meant to take young talent that is starting in the auction business and teach them how to become one day, potentially soon, a manager that runs an entire auction.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And so it is more wide than just understanding remarketing, right?
Well,
actually, you need to run an entire auction.
Because here's what I tell transport guys, and there's not a transport school. So I always say if I was going to pick a school to go to, it'd be Auction Academy. Because as a transport guy, that's basically your new home.
Yeah.
An auction.
Yeah.
And you need to know what is going on in an auction.
Yeah.
So I think they've talked about adding a transportation part to the Auction
mm-hmm.
Academy, haven't they?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of the direction I'm pushing people.
So my suggestion is using steps.
Okay, steps. Start
is the easiest.
Okay.
Then there's a module inside the car certification is about transportation.
Yeah. 20, number 20. They just put it in there.
And
okay,
then, right. And then the next level will be to take the car. And then the next level will
okay.
be the academy,
this is
right?
Great clarification.
This is like middle school, high school, college. Grad school.
Grad school is Auction Academy. Okay, that's really helpful. I mean that. Thank you very much.
You. Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll have you
that
back
was
on
awesome.
Explaining
thank
some
you.
More. Thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you, Andrea.
Good job.
Thank you so
we'll
much. He is a he's a wealth of knowledge. Let's do this. Here's what I want to do. That was a great segment. I don't want to miss Jason Kong before maybe things heat up there. So do me a favor. Why don't you do this, Ty? If you're able to, let's go out in the hallway. Yep, go out in the hallway. Right after this, we're going to be back with Jason Kong. So stick around. And we will be right.
Jason Kong, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Here we go.
Ship.cars, intelligent car shipping made simple. auctions, and dealerships get ready to modernize drive-away dispatching. As part of the auction experience, Ship.Cars now offers drive-away to help shippers dispatch small loads with ease. Moving single vehicle loads typically requires a lot of time, paperwork, and phone calls. With DriveAway, shippers create loads in LoadMate Pro and dispatch directly to drivers, who are notified automatically, eliminating manual calls and paper dispatch. Once the load is in transit, shippers receive progress updates until delivery. Ship, dispatch, track, and deliver single vehicle loads for auctions and dealerships. LoadMate Pro. Shipper platform, visit ship.cars.
Auctions and dealerships modernize driveway dispatching with intelligent car shipping tech. Ship, dispatch, track, and deliver with LoadMate Pro. Shipper platform, visit ship.cars. Links in the live chat. Okay, let's do this. It is now time. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back into the Zoom meeting with Ty, and we're going to bring in Jason Kong. He is patiently waiting, and what we want to do is we're going to get an update with Jason on an important topic with Run Buggy and cybersecurity. Jason, can you see us and hear us okay?
I can.
All right, awesome. All right, cool. So Ty is live in the hallways. You are joining us. Now, we know Casey from Run Buggy. Yep. He's at Car Conference along with Kevin. And Kevin's the CEO, right?
Kevin Malik's our CEO. Yep.
Mm-hmm. CEO. And then Bob.
Bob Tarr is also there, right? Bob so Tarr I think he's also... he's a name that's really familiar to folks in the industry. Joe Mappas is another name that some people might recognize. So awesome. Yeah, looking forward to you guys running into each other over there. So,
yeah, well, we're looking forward to it as well. This is day one of Car Conference. It literally just started just hours ago, really. Day two is the big day, and day three, you know, wraps it up. But before we talk about any of that, so do me a favor, Jason. What is it that we need to make sure we clarify? Here on ATI, we talk about a lot of different things, and there was some confusion recently. Can you help clear up that confusion?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Jay. You've been a great champion for the industry, right? And talking about current events, things that are happening out there. There's a lot of activity happening right now with Run Buggy that I think there were some mysterious emails floating around maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So we heard about it, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to clear up any of the misconceptions out there. Actually, it looks like Kevin Malik, our CEO, is just grabbed by Ty here, so I don't know.
Is that right? Yeah.
Good.
Jason
see
said hi. I know you can't really hear him, but I'm going to give you this.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go.
Wow! No way.
Oh, looks okay. Like they
just
hung
got
up.
Disconnected. It does happen. Ty will know, and he will figure it out and get reconnected. So before they come back, go ahead, take it away. What you were
that's
saying.
Right.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah. No, yeah. So Jay, it came to our attention that there was a lot of chatter about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I think you had a couple segments about different companies being hacked, and people got some mysterious emails from Run Buggy, thought they were being hacked too. Couldn't be further from the truth. So wanted to clear a couple of things up here. So I think a lot of the community is familiar with Run Buggy. We have a marketplace where we connect car shippers and car haulers to our platform. The interesting thing is late last year, we actually shared our technology with companies who want to use our software.
Right.
Which we call Hitch.
Hitch, right. Okay. Yep.
And that's something that we've been installing at a couple of big companies, including one that sent out a couple of emails to their transport community last week or 2 weeks ago. So Run Buggy's Marketplace is one instance of our platform here. Hitch is a private environment for companies to use. Okay. So as part of the Hitch onboarding process, these companies upload their carriers into the system and send out invitations to it from the platform. So ADESA, who a lot of folks here know and love, ADESA in the sent out a communication to their carrier base, telling them what was happening, inviting them to the platform, et cetera. Well, ADESA also has common ownership with Carvana, which I think most people know here. And the invitation went out to a lot of the Carvana transporters. However, they didn't get the original announcement email from ADESA. So it took a couple of days for that right. announcement to go out.
Gotcha.
But in the meantime, you know, I think your show had a couple of callers that were surprised by this email, didn't know what to make of it, thought their information was compromised. And again, that couldn't be further from the truth. So
It was a matter of many folks didn't realize. Yep. In fact, it was an invitation, which should be, you know, because carriers want loads. This was an invitation to stay getting loaded fast.
Absolutely, yeah, right? Okay. You know, this hitch is there to make things easier, not only for ADESA or for us, but really for the transporter. So we're really excited. ADESA is really excited for this to make things a lot easier for the transport community. So no hack occurred. Those are legitimate emails.
Right. Exactly.
I think everyone that is part of the Carvana or ADESA network right. got a clarification email, but we just wanted to make sure for those that aren't, hey, this is what's happening in the community.
Yeah. Right? Well, we regret any confusion, of course. And it was surprising, in fact, that because we know that ADESA is a great organization where a lot of transporters are moving loads. And yep. here is an opportunity, technology wise, to stay connected with a great platform, moving a lot of loads. Okay, so Ty, I'm sorry I muted you. There we go. I'm asking you to unmute. Ty, if you can see us and hear us. And then so Kevin. Okay, gotcha. Okay, great. So Kevin, now, were you able to hear what Jason was clarifying and saying?
Yeah, I did. I heard a few minutes of it. And okay. thanks for having me here, Jay awesome. And Ty. And also just kind of excited to be here because tomorrow is Jason Kong's birthday. So I wanted to point that out and bring
Jason's
that up.
Jason's birthday. Awesome.
Kevin, I had one of those last year. That was last year.
That's it's the only thing I really look forward to is bugging Jason on his birthday.
That's true.
Okay, great. And that's something we can all look forward to now. So everybody in the live chat, you can celebrate Jason Kong's birthday tomorrow. That's awesome. Okay, so Kevin, we're excited. This is the first time we've had you on our platform. So what an amazing opportunity. What do you want to add anything to what Jason was saying to clarify about, you know?
Yeah, no, first of all, thanks for having me here. And thanks, Ty, for grabbing me. We're out here at the CAR conference in Las Vegas live. So excited to be talking to you guys. And as always, Jay, you know, we're excited to be part of your platform. So, no, I think Jason covered it pretty well. You know, one of the things that's really, really exciting for us is bringing this digital platform to the transporters, right? Look at your loads, take pictures, and interact with it. It's fully transparent, right? So we really think this is going to be kind of really a 2.0 platform. You know, we're spending some time with ADESA, some of the ADESA leadership is here. So excited for it. And like Jason was saying, I think we'll have some guest speaker next week. Security is number one to us, right? We have a very large cybersecurity team headed by Max. He'll be on the show soon. We take this incredibly serious. So dual factor authentication, we protect everything. It's how we built everything from the ground up.
Right. It's well, better said by you. What is it? Two-factor identification?
Yeah, actually. So the great part about this is just using email. You don't have to use a PIN or your fingerprint or some special code. It's really kind of cutting edge. In fact, you know, last year, Rumbuggy won a pretty big award called CISO 50, recognized alongside Accenture and IBM for this kind of technology. Sign in with your email, you're good to go, right? Completely secure, completely encrypted.
So what we're going to do then is to follow up and get more information, because this right now is just kind of a clarification and a teaser for next Tuesday night, April 4th. We're going to have a show, Cybersecurity Champions with Runbuggy.
Absolutely. And we're excited about that because awesome. One of the things that's most important to us, Jay, is protecting the transporters' information, their data. They are key to this. We want to make sure we do everything we can for them.
All right, awesome. And that's where we're aligned. We're the same. We want to help make sure that the carriers are taken care of, that they're part of the marketplace, that they're informed. So that's what we're going to do Tuesday is we're going to feature Max. I guess he's your cybersecurity expert.
Yeah. Max is VP of cybersecurity at Runbuggy, correct.
All right, awesome. So we're going to feature him. Then we're going to add Jason and Casey. Maybe if you're available, you can say hello as well. We're going to add a couple
Absolutely.
Experts.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. We're going to learn a lot next Tuesday night. So
excited about it. Yeah.
I'm really excited about it. I think it's amazing.
Great. So, look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, if there's anything else to add, now's a good time. Otherwise, and then we'll see you again also on Thursday the 6th on Dispatching Live. Jason.
One other thing. So I'm sure there will be more questions as ADESA gets going here. So for any transporters out there that have more questions, go to runbuggy.com/ADESA. We're doing our best to keep that updated with a lot of frequently asked questions and go from there. So if you haven't already signed up with ADESA and you're interested, go ahead and visit that site. It'll give you instructions. Or if you're interested in learning more about the Run Buggy Marketplace, you can do so there as well.
Perfect. And what I did is I just went to the URL. I put it in the live chat. You can see it in the live chat right now. And when I put in runbuggy.com/ADESA, it pulled up. It forwarded right to runbuggy.com/ADESA-hitch. And that is where you can find a page to learn more, as Jason was saying, and we're going to learn more about that next Tuesday night. But yeah, I'm a Run Buggy transporter. I'm going to, here, do you want me to pull up the page? Should we see it? And it's glory. It's right here.
Sure.
Let's do, okay, so let me make sure that is showing. Okay, so here we go. So if you can see ADESA and Hitch, this is the page that link takes you to.
Yep. So you'll be able to go in, whether you're already registered with the Run Buggy Marketplace, there's some frequently asked questions there, or if you're brand new and already an ADESA or Carvana carrier, want to learn more about just what is this whole thing, there's a bunch of questions for you there as well. So it also has links to a lot of self-help guides, as well as some links to some webinars that the transporters can enroll their team, their dispatchers, their drivers in, if that's what they're looking for. So cool. Tons of information. Happy to support the transport community. Anyone's looking to learn a little bit more.
Awesome. There's a live chat button as well. So, all right, cool. We're going to keep learning about this. Jason, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time with us and the community. We really appreciate it. We'll be seeing you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Ty.
Thanks,
Bye.
Gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone.
Okay. Jason, I'll put you back in the waiting room. There we go. And Ty, you can take it away. I'll go back to camera one. All right. So here's what we're doing. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. We are live at Car Conference. And what I was also doing is I was kind of going through some of the industry news as Andrea was pointing out. So we were live in, let's see if I can do that. We were live in a workshop earlier today, a few hours ago, and it really was a great workshop. I took some photos. Here's the full room view of the show and that meeting. That was awesome. We also got and there's Penny talking. There's Andrea next to Penny. We just heard from Andrea, and then there's Charlie Vogelheim. Let's see here. Let's do, okay. Yeah. You can still see me. Okay, good. And then like they were sharing slides and discussing parts of subcommittees and compliance and car certification. I really like this one because there are 20 modules to car certification. You can see most of it. But they are really involved in educating through the 20 modules. And by the way, it's not lost. I get it. You know, you tuned into a Tuesday night and you're like, Jay, what are you talking about? Let me tell you what we're talking about. And I said this as I'm walking around the show. I'll tell you what. I say, our job is to get to know everybody in this automotive ecosystem. If you work at an auction, if you work at a dealership, we're going to come up and say hello. Number one, we're talking about a YouTube channel. So I know that's a little strange, right? I actually said those words earlier. I'm talking about a YouTube channel. Don't run off. The purpose of the YouTube channel is to help education in the automotive ecosystem. One of the things that I believe in strongly is that in the transportation niche, we, you know, transportation expects a better experience and more communication. And the way to accomplish that, I believe, is for one, transportation to understand what other verticals in automotive are doing. And then through that process, we can explain, we know what your verticals are doing. We understand that consigners and remarketers and auctions, what you're all working on. Well, we'd like to talk to you more about, let's talk about the guard shack. Can we talk about the guard shack? I bet we could do a whole show on what is or isn't happening at the guard shack. And I want to ask this, as I say guard shack, Does anybody in the live chat want to say, yeah, what's up, Guard Shack? How about this? Put it in the live chat. What would you like to see change at the Guard Shack? Carriers, brokers, dispatchers. Let me ask it again. What would you like to see change at the Guard Shack? Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to guess almost nobody talks to the general manager at the auction about problems with the Guard Shack. But there are problems with the Guard Shack, whether it's hours or lack of communication or just general disinterest in what everybody else is doing. The Guard Shack is a very important entry point to the auction. And so that's one of the things we do here is we meet everybody, we talk to everybody, we try to explain. We have roots in transportation and logistics, but that's not all we're about. We want to talk about the full automotive ecosystem. All right. So there is more about the car certification program. There's me and Martin sitting in the back listening to the meeting. And I just want to say again, what's neat is the show I had. Oh, that's, is that from a year ago? Well, Penny Wan is in Center Square. Tony Long was there. Jeff Besher. There's a lot of folks year after year that we see and talk to. Please do send in your comments, autotransportintel@gmail.com. It's how a lot of folks get their car shipping business news. As if, is there car shipping business news? Yeah, there's some. I want to talk about industry news, weekly pulse here on ATI. Let's do this. We'll come back right after this. We'll talk more about the news. We'll check in with Ty. We got another 30 minutes and then we'll kind of wrap it up with our live at car conference footage. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Ship Your Car Now presents Integrated Automotive Transportation Solutions. When your car buying customers are on your dealership website shopping for vehicles, they can easily find an instant shipping quote. By entering simple information, first name, last name, email, and phone number, delivery zip, delivery state, and clicking the button, get your shipping quote. Choose from express shipping, enclosed transport, and proceed to checkout. Review the order summary, enter the delivery street address and city, and click next. Simply enter your credit card information, just like any other online shopping cart. And when you're ready, click Review Your Shipping Order. Check your shipping order one more time and choose Proceed to Checkout. Your delivery is all set. If you want to ship your car now, go to Ship Your Car Now.
Ship Your Car Now provides a full suite of vehicle shipping services for all types of businesses. That's why Ship Your Car Now offers trusted carriers good paying loads that pay fast. Visit shipyourcarnow.com. Links in the live chat. Awesome. Hey, thanks, Kimberly. Thanks for what you do, being in the live chat, sharing the links. Here we go. Carla says, security is usually not a part of the auction. Exactly. They work for security problems. They work for a security company. And that's the thing, Carlos, is that this is actually, I'm really glad you said that. Part of the problem is that the folks in the Guard Shack aren't even part of the auction. So what do they care what happens if it's 5 o'clock right on the dot and now it's too late to check in your car? They don't care, allegedly, right? What if they were taught to care more? Listen, it's 5:01, it's 5:05, I don't know. Let the guy in. Remember what the auction does. The auction sells cars for consigners, remarketers, etc. They want those cars to get in the auction to be ready to run through the sale the next day. And if the transporter's running 5 minutes late, it may not be his fault. Who knows why he's 5 minutes late? But those 5 minutes are going to make him have to sleep in his truck overnight outside the gate just so he can check that car in first thing in the morning. What if the Guard Shack said, hey, you know what? We know how important this is to our client, the auction, our boss, the auction. Come on in. Check in your car. We'll let you. The guards don't care if it takes you 3 hours to pick up or drop off. Right. But that's wrong. Am I right? Shouldn't the guards care that why you're there? This is what we're talking about. What if everybody understood each other's role in the ecosystem? What would happen? what's possible? Is it possible that through some crazy YouTube channel, we can start communicating better, learning more about each other, and how to be a little more flexible with each other's schedules? I realize not everything's possible. I mean, Copart closes the gate at 5 o'clock, right? Okay. So, you know, but even still, I mean, what if it could be 5:30? I know the forklift drivers, they need to go home. So do the carriers. If the auction doesn't have cars to sell, they don't have security guards. Well, there you go. Exactly. What's the point of all the security if you can't get half your inventory through the gate in time for the sale? Now, obviously, that's a big number, but this is what we're talking about. And how do I know this about the guard shack? Because I used to be a dispatcher. And as a dispatcher, I went through. It was difficult, number one, just to find the phone number for the guard shack, then to try to get them to answer the phone, and then try to get them to, you know, be, I don't want to sound like there's, you know, it's not a war of the guard shack, but it is not easy. You can see just in the live chat between Carlos and OAV, what, 30% of our audience right now understands this problem? You see what I'm saying? There clearly is. There are things to be talked about, and that's what I like about the IARA and CAR conference is they're very welcoming to us, ATI, to come in and participate and share and help put a spotlight on information. You're not going to believe this. In the meeting that I was in a few hours ago, they actually talked about how Module 20 of 20 in the CAR certification program is about transportation. Transportation used to be part of Module 5, and it's now become featured in Module 20 because there's so much information and updates and things to know. And I want to say that ATI has been part of putting a spotlight on the importance of transportation and logistics. We're not going to stop doing that. We know how important it is. And so I thought it was just really neat that I saw that live in the conference. All right, let's do this. Let's go into industry news part two. Here we go. Ford is losing billions on EVs but sees profit on the horizon. Ford will have lost $6 billion on EVs over 3 years but believes it can profit margin of 8% on EVs, 10% company-wide by the end of 2026. Ford Motor Co. released last week confirmed what many had long assumed, its EVs are big money losers for now. And in fact, there was an EV workshop earlier today. There's just a lot of unknowns in EV. Ford said its EV business unit called Model E is expected to lose $3 billion this year. That contrasts with forecasts of $7 billion in earnings before interest and taxes for the combustion unit, $6 billion for its commercial business. The projection would bring the total amount lost on EVs to $6 billion from 2021 to 2023. I mean, that is a giant number. $6 billion, $7 billion. Still, the company said its goal of earning an 8% profit margin on EVs and 10% overall is by the end of 2026. So they are looking at positive projections there. It shouldn't come as a shock. We know it's going to be difficult to make money on EVs for a while. It took Tesla a long time to make money. So there you go. Just look at Tesla. Ford will be approaching contribution margin breakdown on EVs by the end of the year. That by 2024, its first generation EVs will be profitable. That's a goal. An automaker expects to reach production capacity of 600,000 EVs annually by the end of 2023, be able to build 2 million a year by 2026. So there's the Ford Billions update. Ford's Blue Oval City set to produce 500,000 EV pickups a year. The 5.6 billion campus will build a next generation pickup codenamed Project T3. Starting in 2025. The site will build a next generation truck that CEO Jim Farley has said would not be another F-150 Lightning. Ford on Friday said the vehicle program is codenamed Project T3, short for Trust the Truck, a mantra engineers and designers have used while developing it. Project T3 is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to revolutionize America's truck. We are melding 100 years of Ford truck know-how with world-class electric vehicle software and aerodynamics talent. It will be a platform for endless innovation and capability. So, pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, it is being built. Blue Oval City is underway, being built. Plans to produce 2 million EVs globally by the end of 2026. So, a lot happening, a lot of investment and expenditure happening at Ford right now. So here's a really interesting article about California Toyota dealership goes remote in search of used cars. Toyota Walnut Creek is tapping stay-at-home parents to source used cars via the internet. What? A Northern California dealership has tapped into the work-from-home trend to solve a challenge of sourcing used vehicles. Toyota Walnut Creek recruits stay-at-home parents and other remote workers to scour Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and other social media sites for private sellers looking to offload their cars, crossovers, and pickups. Camera one, one of the things we've talked about in the past is carriers, drivers, you're out on the road. What if you could scout out some way if you see vehicles or I don't know. I mean, this goes into, there are dealerships are looking into creative ways of finding and sourcing vehicles. A commission-based employee messages the seller online, collects vehicle info, work with the store's used vehicle department to make offers. Sellers are then directed to San Francisco area store to complete the transaction. GM Brad Barnett said soaring prices at the auction required creativity in acquiring used vehicles. Barnett looked outside the box for a fix, turning to an unconventional workforce, homemaking, and moonlighters looking for online work. Employees need not have any auto retail experience. It must be self-starters. Here's a quote. In the beginning, we did Zoom meetings every once in a while just so we could check in with remote employees and see what they needed. But now they share best practices among themselves. It's an unconventional strategy, and it's paying dividends. Toyota Walnut Creek's average monthly used vehicle acquisitions jumped to 61 vehicles in the second half of 2022. Compared with 33 in the first half. The additional inventory drove the store's used vehicle sales volume 12% higher in that period. So it's working. Shortly after the at-home unit launched last July, the store was acquiring 100 used cars a month. The at-home group target highly desirable model variants, leading to a 7% faster turn rate and 11% higher margins. So it's working. I think that's really neat. That's a really inventive idea. Hey, I hear Ty. Let's check in before we go on to the Black Widow news. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
But listen, Jay, he's given Will Morris the microphone.
Will Morris.
And now I'm interpreting.
I'm like, hey, guys.
So we've got some hand signals here going on. And I said, wait a minute, we're on mute. Can he hear me? And he goes, oh, I know what he's going to say. So
I know what Jay's going to say all the time.
But, you know, he grabbed me and he said, do you want to talk about this? And I said, I've never done a car before, a car convention, car conference. And what I heard in those committee meetings today was revealing or what it is I did not hear.
We went to the same meeting. Will and I both went to the same meeting. Will's also the transport coach guy, right?
Yeah, the transport coach. Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're in there. I got some stuff. You got some stuff. You go first.
Well, you know, EVs now seem to be front burner for everybody, and rightfully so, right? I don't know if you saw the article, Jay, but Autoblog put out the article today about Tesla opening up their network. The interface with the app is really easy to use. Tesla's ingratiating themselves and saying, yes, come use our network. Well, Road and Track or Car and Driver, one of the two, went to a Tesla station with a non-Tesla vehicle, and guess what? They had challenges. Right. So we're hearing about like the rosy side of adaptation and growth in EVs. Well, there's still some primitive things that are in the way, right, that are not working. The other thing that I did not hear was catalytic converters. And how come, why not, are we not saying there's almost like a black market growing with you, or this acceptability that car's catalytic converter might not be the one that it was equipped with? These things are getting clipped, getting recycled, but through a black market, essentially, and they're coming back. And how can we identify this and track the catalytic converter market? So that's something I was surprised that I didn't hear here today. I
didn't hear about the catalytic converters today.
Catalytic.
Wow. That's really interesting. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Just a takeaway, right? So, and I did mention that to one of the committee chairs, and they're looking at the car certification and the curriculum they put together, that 20 module,
thing they have, and what they asked for. They asked for hands in the air. What else should we be putting in this curriculum? And it just didn't occur to me then until I got through that second meeting that, boy, I didn't hear catalytic converters today. So,
well, there's so many things to cover. When that's actually part of what's interesting is in the 1 hour that I was in, I mean, I heard so many different things from car certification to ACT compliance, and anybody in the room could talk, and Jeff Bescher and Tony Long. I mean, there's so much to cover. It must at some point be like, gosh, what are we not going to talk about? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah. So, and I think the other thing too is that, yes, the nuances of staying compliant, the regulations that need to be put in place, those that have not yet been developed. So those, that brainstorming and that networking that goes on here, that's good. But, you know, these things don't, you know, they take some time for them to materialize. So it's just that everybody seems smitten with EVs. There's still some blocking and tackling in other parts of the business that we have to keep our eyes on as an industry as well. So,
and how fascinating is it that the undercarriage photos are front and center? Because originally it was like, undercarriage.
Undercarriage photos, yeah. Yeah, that company UVI, that's right. God, I have to get that pronunciation right. It's like, wow, what a product. You know, ACV had that initial undercarriage thing, and now UVI has this product, and maybe they're going to get to it tomorrow or the next day.
Do you know more about UVI? What do you know about it?
Well, my perception was that it was too superficial, that it really wasn't that detailed in an inspection report. But it's growing, and they're expensive, and dealers are buying them, so that means it works, right?
Dealers are buying them and putting that big X-ray machine in the dealership,
right? And I learned from one of their architect or software guys here, who is now, you know, here in the United States, and he's selling it, and he's saying, yeah, they're expensive, but the payback is immediate. The ROI on that device is incredible. So, and it's as many independent, large volume, internet-based retail used car dealers that are investing in UVI.
Okay,
where I would have perceived it being new car dealers.
See, that's what I, okay,
used awesome. Car dealers.
You just said something. I thought it was OEM as well, but it's not.
Nope. He said he's selling. He said they put 50 of them in New Jersey, Metro Philly, Baltimore last week. Almost all of them were used car dealers.
But I guess that makes sense because it's the used car where you have bigger questions of things that you can't see. Right.
Right. And the other thing, too, is, and we've talked about this before in other shows, and it's always a topic, is now the dealership community has to go out into the street to buy cars. Right. No one, the customer, the retail customer, knows that their car has equity in it, but we have to substantiate the condition of the car. So if you're a UVI dealer and you own one of these apparatuses, that's a marketing module for you to say, bring your car to us. You don't have to sell it to us. You don't even have to buy a car that's here, but we'll perform a condition report for your car so that you know what the actual condition of your car is. So I think that's why the used car guys are looking at it.
Well, I would say if I was driving down the road and saw one of those, I would honestly pull in just to drive my car.
Say, what is that? You're going to drive through it?
That's what I would do.
Exactly. Hey, can I drive through this? Right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to drive through a UVI machine.
So what would you pay if you're a customer? My wife and I have a desirable Z71 Tahoe. We really don't need it anymore, but it's low miles, new body style. Man, I happen to know what that truck is worth, but if I don't know what it's worth and I can get a quote, and what would I pay for that to authenticate or certify or whatever that acronym, you know, that description would be to say your car, you know, I've got it's almost like a CarMax guarantee. It's good for 7 days. If I'm a UVI dealer and I've got this portrait, right, literally, of the condition of my car. How marketable is that? What I pay, what my wife and I pay $129 to get that inspection? Probably.
This is wild. This
all day long.
UVI dealer, I can see that. Right.
Bring your car to me. I'll put an inspection on it for you for a nominal fee. And if you want to, and if I buy, and if you buy the, I'm just thinking way ahead of it. And if I buy the car from you, I'll waive the inspection fee.
Wow. That's awesome. So, and here's what I love about this conversation. We're not fixated on having to talk about one thing. We could talk about car, we could talk about IARA, but we could talk about anything. Ty,
No, 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 no. I'll brief you in Ty because I've got the earplug in here saying that how it doesn't have to be one subject. So just having this conversation now where we thought it does sound EV heavy, but all these other things are manifesting themselves.
They're all connected.
And right now, and at the reception, this was all being discussed: physical auctions versus digital, transport, EV battery undercarriages, catastrophic fires. All of these things are being
bringing
discussed.
Chargers into the auction.
Bringing that, chargers, insurance that? Binders. You know, your Ty and Will's good. Ty and Will's good old boy shipping company, right? We've got a 3-car carrier that we drive 24 hours a day. He does 12. I do 12. Are we insured properly to move EVs now? Do we have the right fire extinguisher on the car, on that carrier? Is my insurance binder up to date? So these are all things that the IRA are beginning to address. IRA. Yeah. Well, it's a tough acronym, yeah.
Good, though. Yeah. I like these people. Yep.
Yeah.
This is your first year here?
First year here that I've done it, yeah. All these years.
Have you got to meet like Tony Long or?
I did meet Tony Long today. Michelle Pjorg is on there. Yeah. Now, Jeremy Luizos, who you guys are familiar with, pre-owned, he's a member of and one of the contributing and he's presenting tomorrow. So Jeremy is on tomorrow. So So Ty will be there. Yep.
So Pre-Owned Auto Logistics is a broker company.
Pre-Owned Auto Logistics, I'm just interpreting, yeah, third-party logistics, non-asset based. And we have, you know, we've got this thing moving into the big spaces now, you know, the OEMs, the commercial consigners, but it's based on that good old-fashioned New England, right? I mean, we pick up the phone, we talk dealership, we talk auction, our personnel are able to talk to the trucker himself, right? Let's not forget that. Well, how you doing, Ty? You tired? You pulled over? Good. Thanks for telling me. Let me call my customer and tell him, hey, I just talked to my trucker. He's bushed. He's been working, right? He's got to pull over. It's going to be a couple hours. In fact, he said he's not going to be there tomorrow. Thanks for calling, Will. I appreciate it. I can tell my customer. So we're still doing blocking and tackling, which we referred to before. And that's how we're going to differentiate ourselves.
Sure we can get past.
You can't get past that. What's the DOT says you can be on the road for how long? And you got to pull over. Things. I don't want to use the other one, but SH happens, right? 13 feet, 11 inches. Well, he measured his truck and he was 14.1.
And if you
boom, get, under the underpass.
If you get caught at the guard shack at 501, but you
the guard shack
more,
at 501.
And you still have 6 hours to drive. Hey, man, come on.
Wait, Jay, there's another one that I didn't hear today, and it's repossessions, right? Like the economy's been where it is. Interest rates are getting escalated. The repo rates, TD Bank North, Huntington Bank, Capital One, everybody's forecasting. Right now, repos are okay, right? CAC said they're okay right now, right? Their module, they've been really careful buying. But guess what's going to happen in 12 to 18 months? And then you've got repossession yards, pickup times, expenses against the car. All of these things have to be calculated into the conversation. So.
And around it goes.
Around it goes.
We're happy to be here.
You need to try to come. I'll go to Jeremy's session if.
Yeah, no, you know, he was saying here, I'm trying to interpret, Jay, sorry for the breakup.
No, it's hard.
It's going around and around, but I'm fond of saying the more things change, the more they stay the same. Let us not forget. And you heard the phrase today, auction 101.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one that came up today. It's like, wait a minute, how are we going to recruit young kids, uh-huh. Everybody's a kid to me, to come in to get into our business if they don't know the space, like auction 101. And they use phrases like, running the auctioneer, knowing how to lift a hood during an auction atmosphere, calling out bids. It's like that's not being taught anymore because of the digitization. But you know how far brick and mortar goes and how far digital auctions go, that jury's still out too. So
yeah. Well, if you can come to my thing tomorrow at 3,
yep,
we'll probably talk some more.
He's trying to recruit me for 3:00 tomorrow. We'll see. Well, I don't see why not. Yeah.
You're going to be there.
We're
going
to
be there.
Yes.
We'll grab a pre-owned guy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we'll
on tomorrow at 3:30 Pacific, I believe.
Ty's on tomorrow at 3:30 Pacific, right?
I think it's three.
He says three. I thought it was 3:30.
It's Mike from Montway, Mike Trudeau.
Yep.
Mike yeah, everybody, Montway, right? And that's there, everybody's here, and that's what's so
Mike,
neat.
Cheer up next, Mike.
Yeah, get him over there, Mike. Come on over, take the mic.
Get him out the wrong door.
Get him to
he's
say
on the
hello.
No, he's on the phone. He came outside to take a call. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's what exactly outside is for calls. Pass it back.
So for 6 hours.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, he will.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna wrap. I'm gonna pass it back.
Thank you so much, Will. That was awesome, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So cool. Hey, Camera One, if you're just joining us now, we are live at Car Conference. It's Tuesday night's live at Car Conference, and Ty is outside on the balcony. Ty, can you see me and hear me? Okay, we're back. We're back. Hey, we're back. And we're back. Okay, I get one of those too. Water break.
Wow. Water break is right.
Man. So
it's always good to hear. I like Will. I've always enjoyed spending time with him. He's just great guy.
he was in there hanging out with some folks, and I don't know. Can you go to that other screen? Is there even anybody in there?
So I'm okay. So I'm looking at it
maybe
right
it,
now.
Maybe it went on.
I don't
offline,
know. Yeah,
off the
I don't
Wi-Fi.
Know what they're doing over there.
They gotta be.
But it's still. I can still see it. I just don't know what they're doing. And now you're in the hallway. In I don't. Yeah. Well, there's people. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea.
Oh no, they're not. It's crazy. I thought they were for sure.
Right.
Wow. Hey. Okay. I mean, here I am. Can
yeah,
you see
ahead.
Me?
Take it away. Yeah. Oh. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey.
The Matrix. Yeah. Dude. Hey. What's up? Wow. Awesome. That's incredible.
Okay. No, I think the party's over. I don't know
over.
What you got. I mean, I could go mingle, but now's not really a good time.
Nah. I mean, you know, people are having drinks, so we don't like to feature that. Do you, hey,
no, it's a family show.
How long is the bar open down there? I was going to come on down to get a drink.
Are you guys packing it up now?
You still got a few minutes.
Like 5 minutes? I don't.
Oh,
my
a
buddy
few
was
minutes?
Asking,
hey, will you get, well, hey, will you get me,
hang on.
Will you do me a favor?
We got 10 minutes.
Sure, bud.
10 minutes. Will you get me a Corona with lime, please?
Corona with lime, please?
Por favor. You know, why not? I think Carlos wants one too. Carlos, is that a
Carlos?
Carlos wants a Corona with lime. Everybody should
Everybody.
Have a Corona with lime. Chris Chamberlain is in the live chat. Yo, Ty, Will,
yo,
and Jay, collared shirts and jackets, nice. Well, that's thank you. That's right, because we're live at a.
Thanks, buddy. Watch
we're live this. At. Oh, here we go.
It's my buddy
Corona with lime.
You want to say hi?
Yeah, say watch hello, this. Man. Hey.
Okay, this is my buddy Jay. You want to
hey,
say man. Hi to him?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you doing? Said,
this is I didn't catch your name. Robin? Robin?
He's like, what am I doing? Hey, listen.
So
Robin we just
with
want to
Caesar's
say hello.
Entertainment.
We, Caesar's in it. Awesome. What's up, Caesar's Entertainment?
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
So you know what? When we come to conferences, thanks,
are you done?
Man. That was awesome.
Yeah,
he's
good. Good. Oh, he's awesome. Okay.
He's got
all right,
work.
Thanks, Robin.
But that was super cool. But yeah, Chris, we're live.
Yeah.
We're at car conference. And when we go to the conferences, right, we were. This is, and this is good to know. When you go to the conference, yeah, bring your, you know, bring your.
Bring
whatever.
This. Check this out.
Yeah, where? Yeah.
Watch this.
Oh, and Ty's got his boots on. See, so those are the same boots that he wears in the transport parking lot, and he wears them at car conference with his dress shirt and his jacket and everything
Sport
else.
Jacket.
That's how we roll. So,
well, tomorrow
yeah.
and during the deal, I'll have slacks and nice dress shoes.
Hey, there's
on,
Martin
but...
Ramju. You want to grab Martin?
Hey, Martin.
Martin.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, we missed him. Yeah, he's on a mission.
I can go. Yeah.
Well, and that's part of it, too. When you're at a trade show, like here's a couple business cards. I just got these folks talking to. Bring your business cards with you.
Yeah.
Mine are over. Oh, here. Okay. I went up to Vista Print. Okay. Got this thing, and I can hand out my cards. And, you know, hey, I'm Jay at ATI. Listen, I know it's a YouTube channel. Don't run. But you know, I'm here and I want to meet, I want to talk to you for a few minutes. What do you do? And you know, and then they look at you weird and you say, listen, no, I really, what do? I want to talk to you. I don't care if it's about transportation or logistics or your auction or your services. I want to get to know you because I want to learn how to be better in my business vertical, serving you, et cetera. And you know, you're saying things and you're finding your footing. And before long, you're getting to know another business professional and you're learning something you didn't know. So that's what we do at these shows. Ty, let's wrap it up. What do we want to do? What do we have? Final thoughts.
Again, I want to say thank you to Martin Ramju, Carr, IARA, Tony Long, Joni. I got to meet Joni. It's really a big deal to us guys. Anybody watching, I get to speak tomorrow, and part of my presentation is actually you guys and how much you mean to us, and especially to me because I get to talk to you guys a lot and I get to go to your place. We get to roll around transport parking lot. So tomorrow we get to talk and we get to represent you guys. And that means a lot to us. So the more you tell your friends about ATI, the more that you tune in, watch, hey, check this out, spread it around. I think ATI is becoming a voice for the community as a whole. And I think we're going to continue to grow. I think there's a grassroots movement. I think, again, as far as the carrier base, I'm talking about a carrier base. I think you're seeing less and less just nobodies coming in, people that don't know what they're doing. I think ATI is kind of helping set this, I don't want to say the bar or the standard, but I do believe that because of conferences like these, remember guys, I own 20 trucks. And I always knew there was something touching me at the guard shack that I had never seen in my life. And what I mean by that is these conferences, things happen, deals are made, things are put together, things are taken apart. And I'm not even sure how much they realize this, but this conference will touch you the next time you go through a guard check with a car or without a car. Okay. So it's good for us to be here. It's good for us to engage with upper guys, the guys running around, making the business, making the deals, so that we can come back and we can get our feet on the ground, our boots that I'm wearing. We can run around with you guys and we can see, does this work? How is it working? Right. The more that we get feedback from you guys, the more you spread this, the more we've got to give to them. Fair? Did I make any sense at all?
Yeah, that was really well said, man. Thank you very much for that. So, all right. Enjoy the rest of your night. I'll be standing next to you. Really appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, cool. All right, camera one. So we let him go. No, he really means it. And you know what? What we were doing is last night, Ty and I were off the main strip, just walking around. It was the evening because we got in early yesterday, and we had a long day just getting stuff ready and doing, having meetings and doing stuff. And then so in the evening, he and I were walking around. We took probably a 2 or 3 mile walk, just kind of off the strip, walking around, looking around. And, you know, during that time, we talked so much about the ATI community. I mean, individuals that tune in a lot, as well as companies that have become part of our network that have been on the show several times, companies we were looking forward to seeing at the show, shows coming up, and things that are just suddenly happening. And so, I mean, we talk nonstop about ATI, and we're really excited about what's happening, and we want to connect with, if there's anybody out there that, you know, first times checking out this channel, there's more first timers than ever before. If it's your first time and you don't know exactly what we're doing, just know that we're trying to help communicate, educate, connect, and build a meaningful automotive ecosystem. That is what we're trying to do. So if some toes get stubbed along the way, we want and encourage you to help clarify the message. We know that sometimes content can run away with itself. And listen, if something went too far, let's have a conversation and talk about it. We want to be the one channel where you know you can rely on something getting fixed, clarified, and everybody's welcome. Everybody is welcome on ATI Auto Business. We go live several times a week. We want to know what's important to you. What do you think hasn't been said? What's never been said before in a public forum, in a live video setting, on a panel discussion? What needs to be represented? We're the advocates. We want to help. So send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Otherwise, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Of course, I want to thank Rapid Recon, Superflow Systems, Ship Your Car Now, Ship.Cars, IARA, Car Conference, and so many folks that are meaningful members of our network, ATI community, and more. So thank you so much. Thank you for being in the live chat tonight, saying hello. If you missed this show live, please do watch it later. Put a comment below. If you didn't leave a like, please already do that for me. And I really do appreciate it. All right, I'm going to sign off. I'm Jay at ATI. Ty talks tomorrow, Wednesday, at Car Conference, and I present on Thursday at Car Conference. We're going to try to live stream that. Not exactly sure. I still have a lot of work to do. Everybody, thank you so much. Here comes, I'll tell you what, I'm going to skip the car hauler tonight. I'm just going to hit the splash. Thank you, and we'll be seeing you soon. Really appreciate it. Good night.